Congress is expected to work into the weekend to try to hammer out a deal to help people struggling financially during this pandemic. And Republicans and Democrats seem to agree on a couple of things: a limited extension of unemployment benefits, some help for small businesses, and direct payments of at least $600 for most Americans. On the Senate floor today, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley called for doubling that to $1,200.
What these Americans ask for is not for government to solve all their problems. It's not for government to give them a handout. It's a chance to get back on their feet.
One major sticking point has been federal assistance to state and local governments facing budget shortfalls because of this pandemic. And joining us now to talk more about this is the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, Greg Fisher. He's also the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and he's a Democrat. Mayor Fisher, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Mayor, it looks like there'll be no direct money to cities and states in this deal. Make the case. What is the need in your city right now?
Well, it's immense here in Louisville and cities all over the country right now. All along, this response to the pandemic was supposed to be federally supported and state mandated and then locally executed. So here we are where we see the vaccine in sight, and we're coming up short with no funds to locally execute that. So what that means is our budgets at the city levels all across the country have been ravaged by this pandemic. And about two-thirds of a normal city budget consists of public safety personnel. So to balance budgets without any type of relief we're getting in right now means that we're going to have to impact the very public safety officials that we rely on more than ever right now. So it's just a travesty, and we're encouraging Congress to stay at the table, find the will to involve local governments with this response and direct fiscal stimulus that's so badly needed right now.
Are you looking at layoffs or cutting social services?
That is going to be a very real ramification for cities around the country right now. So when you think about the EMTs, EMS workers, police workers that make up most of the budgets, they are in very real threat right now. And the social services, the amount of food insecurity that we have right now, the people that we're helping with eviction relief, none of that's going to stop on December the 30th. So it's critically important that this relief is included in Congress's response that they're working on at this very moment. I would encourage everybody to call their U.S. senators and encourage them, keep cities in this stimulus bill.
Some states are doing better than others. California has a one-time tax windfall because it has higher property taxes on the wealthy that were hurt less during this pandemic. While Texas is hurting because of falling oil revenue, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he doesn't want what he describes as a blue state bailout. Here he is last Friday on the Senate floor.
Democrats are acting like it's more important to supply the governor of California with a special slush fund than to help restaurant workers in California keep their jobs. Oh, and by the way, these demands for state and local government giveaways are blocking urgent aid for struggling families at a time when many states' tax revenues have largely gone up.
Mayor, is this a matter of blue versus red states?
This is not a blue state, red state issue, blue city, red city issue. You can see what this is a time to put all kind of partisanship aside. Over 1.3 million state and local workers have already lost their jobs. And what we learned in the Great Recession was that because of the non-funding of local and state governments, it took us 2 years longer to come out of the recession than what it should have. So we need not only to keep these jobs at the local and state government level, but we got to think about the services that are being provided in terms of public safety, public health work. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about direct relief for state and local governments.
I hear what you're saying about this not being a partisan issue. Just 12 of the 50 largest U.S. cities are led by Republicans, though. Your city, Louisville, ranks 29th. What are you hearing from Republican mayors? Are they in line with Republican members of Congress in opposing direct aid to their cities?
No, mayors have rallied around the need for aid because mayors are in the reality business. So we see the pain in our cities. There's unanimity in terms of the mayors that we have to have the support that we can so that we can locally execute the solution here to the coronavirus. And the irony, of course, is we're closer than ever before with the vaccine now being administered around the country. So now is not the time to hold back. It's the time to invest to make sure that we can get the vaccines in the right place at the right time, get our country out of this nightmare that's been COVID-19.
Mayor, you voiced concern about another idea that's been floated. It's this one-month extension of a federal eviction moratorium that expires at the end of the month. Isn't a one-month extension better than no extension if you want to help people who are struggling at this moment pay their rent and stay in their homes?
I think you want to ask, you know, what's the role of government? And it's to provide a platform for human potential to flourish. And certainly while a one-month extension of eviction is better than no month, you got to be thinking further ahead than that, because the economy's not going to be recovered 1 month from now. I just implore Congress to find the skill and the will to get this done right now. The time is critical.
Greg Fisher is mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, and president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Mayor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, thank you.